This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment. Trade Secrets. Welcome, perceptive readers, to this James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment. This is some advice that I'm going to give to you graduates. You see, many of you will be graduating in the year of 2024. And I know. Some of you already are established in different brotherhoods, etc. And in those brotherhoods, you see, part of the oath basically is that if you need something, you actually really get it. And also part of that oath is you won't harm, you see, your brother either. And, you know, that happens to be in quite a bit of groups and frets and things of that nature. And so people have really, I guess you could say, really appreciated that type of arrangement for centuries on end, you see, especially in the higher education realm. Now, with that being said, I still want to tell or talk to the common people, if you will, the ones who, you see, may be introverts, may not have associations in this way or that way that they can rely on. And so that's why I mentioned trade secrets, because you are still able to take your skills and make a very lucrative and successful living. But I do want to tell you something that you most likely will run into with at least one person or several times in your life. If you have a skill, if you have intellectual property that you know is very valuable, you will go to places at times, different, maybe corporations or whatever, just like if you're in a consulting or something of that nature, and you will share and give them maybe your profile, your resume of what you've already done. You see, what you're able to do. It may be a very extensive resume, but the point is you want to focus whatever the job is, like whether it's a technical field, whether it's a writing field, or what have you. Now, with that being said, let's say that you happen to be an author. But you found that even as an author, books that you've written, you never are able to get advances, bonuses, or anything of that nature, because you found out, just like what the report has come out for years, that over 99% of ebooks are stolen even before, you know, they hit the presses, so to speak. And so you fell into that category where other persons, you know, have been able to capitalize on your writings and things of that nature, and you didn't receive anything for it. Now, with that being said, see, you can have trade secrets that you've written about, developments that you've had, and you will go to a company and they may say, okay, this is on your resume or something of that nature. Okay, we know you can do it. And you named a list of these items that you have, and I can take a look at them. I can read them and things of that nature. But I want to see you do it again. You see, now, the reason why I'm emphasizing this, because this has happened. If you're dealing with somebody reasonable, you can tell them, as you can see, my portfolio has this series. My portfolio has these books. My portfolio already has this type of experience. And so it really comes to a point in your life sometimes, and this is with your own decision, you see, is this, it's like, you know, the proof has already been shown to you in this way or that way. Now, there comes a time where you got to make sure that you still protect your trade secrets. And so what am I sharing with you? See, sometimes there are actually methods that, can be used against an individual, and they'll get everything out of you that makes you be able to be rich or make a living, you see, if you're given the opportunity, and they'll just be taken from you, and other people will capitalize on it. So there comes a point, you see, in your life that you just have to put your foot down and say, no, you see everything that I have out there. Now, if that's not good enough for you or what have you, please stop wasting my time. You see, I won't waste your time. And also, I would very appreciate it if you don't go and you know, and really slander my business to keep me from being able to move on to somebody else who would appreciate it. See, that's just a thought I'm giving you right now, you perceptive readers, especially ones who may be introverts and you don't have connections like everybody else. You will experience most likely the dog eat dog type of world at times. And you know your services are good. You know what you're capable of doing. But the way that this world is, it goes beyond reason at times, where it'll just keep on trying to push you and push you and push you, even to give up your trade secrets. And guess what? You never receive the, you know, the lucrative wages and everything else, because they want to keep you frozen in time as if you're a novice in the area and you're really an expert in probably several areas, at least expert enough to do this job or occupation in a very fine way. Have a very wonderful day. And thank you, as always, for your interest. Take care.